Uh-huh. Liquor license?
A what?
A liquor license.
Traveling at the speed of thought.
Liquor license?
131 proof, bud, straight up. I'm fucking wasted.
It's a fucking drunk.
Liquor license?
Disappointed in me out here, Andy.
Liquor license.
Hey, yo, kids!
What's up?
Remember when I used to be dope?
All right, well, take two. Fucking, I did one yesterday on the iPhone, and it got deleted because some cocksucker fucking rat nigger telemarketer called me. And I wonder if I should take my keys in case I get a shit. All right, I'll be fine. So, I did a whole walking around episode by myself, looked like a complete jackass. Now I'm doing it with Treeman, which is even weirder because he doesn't have a mic. I'm just walking around with this huge cord. Fuck! Book bag. All right, hang on. I'm losing my mind, you guys. So I did a fucking good show, too, man. I did like an hour and 20 on like fucking Rose Bowl and fucking bitches with back fat. It was really entertaining. I mean, I don't... God damn it. So here I'm trying to get it back. So, I guess I gotta fire somebody at work. This is a new one, so I didn't have this yesterday. And, yeah. Sorry. So that'll be fun. I'm gonna giggle the whole time. Oh man, that lady's gonna see us. The gook. All right. All right. So, this, giggles at work, this kid. He comes into work like five times wearing a hat that isn't a Pins related hat. So we had a talk with him. The next day he comes in with another non-pendulated hat. So the boss, well, I'm technically the boss now. But the real boss calls me and says that I have to write him up. It's his final warning. So I got to sit down with this kid and explain. If you come in again without a hat on, with a hat on, you're fired. Okay, so I might have to fire somebody over wearing a fucking hat. So yesterday he comes in late. I go, dude, are you fucking me? Like, what is going on here? You know, I just had this talk with you. I don't want to fire you. All right, I'm sorry. So, hang on, Treeman, I'm going to finish this. So, he comes in late. I already bitch him out about that. But I'll give you this. He's wearing a Pins hat. So, good for him. So, I get an email today from Danimal, and it's a picture of last night, like a screenshot of them at the desk, and of course Giggles is turned around, his back to like customers, and he's drawing a picture. Then he sends me Giggles left the picture there. Okay, he sends me a picture of it. It's a picture of Pikachu, but like with a gut. It just says Fat Chew. Okay. So I try, you know, I'm like, I shouldn't be laughing at this. You know, it's like, I'm going to have to fire this guy over a picture of Fat Chew. Okay. Like, how do you tell someone at your next job? Like, why were you let go? Oh, you know, I was really into Pokemon and I was trying to be creative and they didn't appreciate it. You know, I wore a hat and was late every fucking day. You know, how do you explain that to like a girl? Yeah, I got fired. I drew Fat Chew. So, you know, did he sit there and say like, you know, obese chew? No, overweight chew? No, fat chew. I should totally draw a fat Pikachu because I'm a 20-year-old grown man who likes Pokemon. Oh, fuck that guy. And anybody likes Pokemon, that shit's stupid. I actually kind of like Pikachu. I just thought he'd be like, cool. I had a big stuffed animal Pikachu. Of course I did. So, speaking of work. God damn, Luke, I see what you're saying. Man, these cords are fucking long as balls. Holy shit, let me make sure this is recording. That'd be a ball buster right there. Hang on, tree. Oh, hang on. I think so. Yeah. Yeah, okay. It's... Okay. Whew. Maybe I should hold this fucking thing. This sucks, then I can't drink and smoke. I should get, like, a piece of tape and just put this. But, all right. So, I'll try to rehash this.
dude, I got hash.
I look like a fucking maniac out here. And True Man's got his par for the course outfit on. Oh, we're just two assholes. So, they all come in on New Year's Eve. Well, no. This is where I start the story. Iowa people are too fucking nice. Lucas brought this up. I guess we're just used to shitty New Yorkers or like self-indulgent California people. These fucking Iowa people, I can't believe how nice they are. In general, and I don't just mean my group of friends, treatment excluded. I mean like the people, someone's taking a mean piss. So I don't know, were we golfing with Robin? Yeah, okay, so I think me, Treeman, and Rob Bass were all golfing, and he's like, is everything set? Because I was going to give him a couple lanes and a VIP room for New Year's Eve, because he needed a place to go, because Iowa was playing Stanford in the Rose Bowl. Doesn't happen that often, so everyone's like, people's family came out to visit and friends, so they wanted something to do the day before the game. Okay, so I tell Robin, yeah, that's fine. And he asked me if I want to go. And I'm like, you know, dude, it's Christmas and I'm kind of fucking broke. So like, no, I don't think I can, you know? So he calls me like an hour after we golf and says, no, I'm sorry, I'm not going to make funny, Rob. You got me a fucking ticket. I mean, everybody did. He said that they were going to pay for the ticket because I provided the party the day before, which I thought was a very nice thing to do. I mean, I would have given you guys the party anyways. I didn't care about the ticket. But so, number one, very nice. Everybody chips in and pays for my part of the ticket. So, all right. See, motherfucker, I had way more shit yesterday. Okay. So, but I kind of was tired, so maybe my delivery wasn't as good. I'm working with, well, so now here's the thing. Now, this is where I'm going to sound like a complete fucking asshole. All right? I appreciate the gesture. I wanted to go to the game really bad. Okay? But, like, this is 2 weeks before the game, and I start to now get anxiety over, holy fuck, I have to close at 2, and they want to leave at 5. I'm going to, like, not be able to sleep. I'm going to, oh, man. And I'm getting, every day I'm anxious about it, but I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna make the bad time the best of it, okay? I'm gonna teeth this one. So I'm like, you know, fuck it. It's gonna be fun. Just let it go. Get some sleep the day before. I wake up Thursday, I have a cold. And I'm like, fuck. Then Little Cheese, who's supposed to be working with me, she says, oh, I'm feeling sick. I'm like, I need you to go in. Normally we have 4 people working on New Year's. It was just myself and Little Cheese. And you know, I've talked on the air where, like, I find her, like, a cute girl, but, like, I'm like, she's kind of too young. Then there's but she's super fucking flirty all the time. And I'm like, don't be like that. What was that green thing you were wearing? And then I guess this kind of was, like, the icing on the cake. And she's like, oh, yeah, you know, my mom, she might be, she's getting married. I'm like, oh, you know, I was goofing around, like, oh, she's single. She's like, no, she's too old for you. I'm like, oh, really? She's 36. I'm like, okay, I'm going to walk out and jump in the river right now. Fucking 2 years older than me and you have an 18-year-old? Cool. Cool, cool. That I was trying to hit on. Treeman, Camel Blues and Natal. All right. So we go. So she's sick. She's puking every fucking, I don't know, half hour. She's in there throwing up. So it's basically myself. My boss is there. It's like his last day, so he's kind of tuned out. And he just gets in the way. He doesn't know what the fuck he's doing. He's like, do you need help? I'm like, nope. Like, I just kind of wanted to get him away from the desk. So, it's just a busy-ass day. And they come in from 6 to 9. And then they go up for, like, a meeting. Now, I don't know this because I'm, like, kind of busy at the time. I don't know what they're doing upstairs. So I'm doing shit at the center. And so I guess what's happening upstairs is it's a meeting of the minds to see, like, because there's a caravan of cars going. Because, you know, we're talking 25, 30 people deep to go to this game. It's a big deal. So I guess they're having a meeting, and I guess it's basically Scott Roxon saying motherfucking Murphy versus the bases, and the bases want to leave later, the Murphys want to leave earlier, and so like it goes back and forth. Now I'm not there. I really wish I would have seen this because I know the two of them, and they're both like trying to alpha male each other the whole time. I bet it was fucking hilarious. I see Scott being like, "All right, bye," just throwing his hands up in the air, and Robin being like, "Okay." I bet that's how it went. But if fucking dickhead, he went in the store. If he'd come on the fucking show, he can tell me about this shit because he was at the meeting because he said he was just as pissed. But no, he's running for governor, so he can't fucking come on. Can't run governor in a fucking outfit like that. Oh, dude, he should got a fucking bag. Here, put it in there, the tall boy. All right. Tall boy? You missed out on my whole Scott versus Robin meeting I wasn't in. I wish I was. Fuck. You didn't get a coffee? Oh. We'll take the side road. So, the road less traveled, as they say. When, that's where Pagonas' shop used to be. Right to your left there. The guy who died. Well, did the trophies. All right. Because you guys on the air, you can really tell. So, Scott comes downstairs. And he gives me, like, that look where he's looking 600 yards past me. I'm like, okay, something weird must have happened at this meeting that they had upstairs. He's like, yeah, I'm going to pick you up at 3:30. I'm like, what? Okay. All of a sudden, I'm like, and I got, like, 18 lanes of parties coming in. I have no time to, like, process this. I'm like, okay. All right, 3:30, man. See you then. Okay. And then I see Robin and that crew come down. And I'm like, what time are you guys going? And he's like, 5:30, 6 o'clock. Oh, this is a bad idea. I'm like, why are you guys going later and we're going earlier? And Bass just gives me like the hand flip, like talk to the hand because the face ain't trying to listen or whatever. And I'm like, okay, what the fuck happened? I wanted to be a fly on the wall at this meeting so fucking bad. And shut the fuck up. So I'm like, okay, whatever. Now it was New Year's and I didn't drink. And so I'm like, I gotta like calm down. So Little Cheese gives me a ride home and it's 1:45. I stop at the 7-Eleven. I get a tall boy and surprise. And it's like 2:10. I'm like, all right, I'm just gonna lay down. And in my head, since I've been such that guy who like, I just pass out for like 2 hours. I'm like, all right, fuck it, I'm up. I look over, I get a text, like a minute later, Scott's like, okay, on the way. I'm like, all right, well, there goes that idea of sleeping tonight. So, which, listen, I'm not bitching. I got a free ticket, I can't complain. And I'll tell you like this, I didn't pay for a motherfucking thing. I'll get into it. And I realize what a scumbag Brandon is. We go to Jamestown at 3:30. He lives around the corner to load up. And he's got a lot of family going. And Big Dave was there, this guy who had a fucking like flatbed. It was awesome. He drove it all the way from Iowa. Should wait till I didn't have the bugs. So, fuck the cigarette. So, sorry. We load everything up, and then we're on the way there. It's me, Scott, Chelsea, and Donovan. Oh, I'm coming too. And Forrest Gump, Rain Man. Now, I'm like, we're on the way to Pasadena, and I just, all of a sudden, it hits me. I didn't bring a motherfucking thing. Everybody's got coolers and shit and beer and food. I didn't bring. I brought a bunch of jackets and gloves. That's it. I'm like, guys, should I stop and get something? They're like, no, I think we got plenty. I'm like, you sure? Like, I kind of feel like a dick, you know? No, it's okay. We count on you being a dick. That was basically the response. So, I didn't do it on purpose. You know, it just kind of happened that way, unfortunately. But, get in, it's like fucking $40 a park. Again, I don't have cash on me, so I can't give Scott any money for the parking. He just pays for it. And Donovan's up to like his shenanigans, like, Scott, I'm gonna let you hear the story about me shitting my pants. I'm like, oh, fucking it. That's just Donovan, so I don't mind. I like Donovan because we both start to like, what do you call it? I can't think, like, we get each other going on like the more, like, the stupider shit that we can say. You know, like, can we offend anybody right now? That's kind of how Donovan is. And so we get in the parking lot, which is supposed to be like legendary. Bill Burr talks about it. And like the whole reason to go to the game is for the tailgate. But now all the, you know, we obviously want to see the game. I watched like almost every Iowa game this year. So I was pumped to see him. get out of the fucking car. I'm like, let's like walk around. It's 38 degrees. All right. I'm not fucking around. There's frost on the ground. Okay. Like it's that cold out. I'm the only guy who brought gloves. I don't know how everybody else maintained. And, so they, Treeman, go get your coffee. I'm going to walk up and down these streets. All right. Just meet me back over here. I don't want to go near the road. That's why I don't want to catch that noise. So, I'm not going to talk bad about you. I already did when you're in the store. So we start to set up, and I didn't realize how much shit they brought. We got like 3-4 tables worth of like grills and fucking coolers under them and canopies and shit. So every, you know, this dude, Nick, he brought like, did Nick bring the breakfast sandwiches? Yeah. Okay. Nick brought breakfast sandwiches and we reheated them and they're fucking delicious. So I wanted to walk around and see if, I could see Bill Burr or any of these guys there, but dude, there's 100,000 people at this game. It's going to be kind of tough to like find one person. And then, you know, you listen to his podcast, like, yeah, we were right there at the VIP section, which we were, I don't know, 50 feet from. Like, I probably could have found him pretty easily. And so we get to everything set up. I get a beer in me. And then I'm like, fuck it, give me a Bloody Mary, because they're making them. And I went out at 6 o'clock. Now, Bass shows up. And the whole time, like from 4 o'clock to six, Scott's like, I'm going to fucking find parking. They're at the park, the fucking golf course. And they're, what's that, fucking 6 football fields away? You think they're going to walk all that shit over here? See, this is why I got here early. This is why I got here fucking early. Okay? Nobody wants to listen to me. You know? He just gives me like a, and like blows his mustache up. I'm like, all right, dude. Like Yosemite Sam or something. I'm like, okay, man. And he, so now Bay shows up at 6, the other group, and they park maybe 6 cars away. Maybe 6 cars away, apropos for Bay. And I'm like, why the fuck did we leave 2.5 hours early? They're right there. We had the prime location for any Iowa fan. We were right there. I mean, it took us 35 seconds to walk to the actual Rose Bowl. You know, and we were on a corner, so every fan that came by stopped and we bullshitted. They'd get a beer, they'd give us a beer, they'd come have some food. So once I see Bass and everything, I'm like, all right, dude, hey, I'm going to take a nap in fucking, in your Jeep, bud. He's like, okay. And how sweet these people are, and like, think ahead. They bring pillows and blankets in those neck pillows for when you're on an airplane. So, and they have 2 different kinds. They have like the really soft neck pillow and then like the firmer one. So I grabbed the firmer one and I fucking pass out for like 1.5 hours, 2 hours. I wake up, I feel like $1 million. I'm like, holy shit, was that worth it? If I didn't do that, I wouldn't have made the game, I don't think. So I'm glad I did. Hang on. Road beer. So, it's almost as good as Roadhead. I told that one last time I was getting Roadhead and went off the fucking road. Wake up and now I'm like, holy shit. Like when I saw Bass, there was like 12, 13 people at our area. After I got up at like, now it's probably 8:45. I get up and there's like 50 fucking people. I'm like, holy shit, what the hell happened? I'm like, oh man. I'm that guy who fell asleep. They probably got pictures. Did y'all like a dick on my head? No, because they're nice fucking people. They don't think like that. They just let me sleep because they know I didn't sleep the night before. So again, back to how Iowans are nice people. Sorry, I always give you guys shit. But now Treeman's cooking. He's got sausages going. We got a couple hours before the game. We just started walking around bullshitting, like talking to people. And you know, you don't see a lot of Stanford fans, so I don't know if they parked in a different section, but it was, I'd say 65% Iowa Hawkeye fans. And, yeah, they have all kinds of food and dips and fucking shit, fires going. And, I don't know, it was, I would honestly go back, even if I didn't care about the teams. I mean, I would probably just go back to tailgate. I wonder if a lot of people just do that. I assume so. I mean, that's part of the thing, you know? But yeah, you have to get there early. I mean, we were there from 3:30 in the morning. Well, let's say 4 in the morning until 7:30 at night. You know, outside the whole time when I already had a cold. The next day, I felt like a goddamn zombie. I was so fucked up. All right, so we go to the game. Great seats. Okay. Right. Right on the end, so I could take a piss 900 times. Now, here's the thing. These guys, for years, have been trying to, like, set me up with Yabby. She's, like, a fucking awesome person. She's cool. She's, like, fun. She likes to drink, party, like, productive at her job, has a good job. Just physically, I'm not into her. I'm not saying anything's wrong. It's not my type. She's a white chick. I don't like white girls. You know? I mean, if she was, I don't know, a little bit thinner, but still, she's not my type at all. And that's not a bad thing. She's a very good friend and funny and can hang with the dudes. That's always a good thing to have. So, but for some reason, we're the only two, like, single people at this tailgate, at the game, with everybody who was with our group. So, like, we're kind of palling around together. You know, Scott's got their wives. This is what sucks about some of these parties. Everybody has a significant other or, like, they're married. So when I come, you know, I mean, I did for a while, you know, and, like, that was fine. But, like, you know, they got to, like, take care of them and, like, they have to, like, be around them, which I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying that. So, like, it leaves it up to me where I got, like, walk around to groups of married people and, like, what's going on? You know, this and that. So when it comes to Abby, she's single. And so I don't think that makes a difference. I'm saying, and I know she likes to, like, fucking have fun and stuff. So I was kind of palling around with her the whole day. We get in. Now, Courtney's, Rob Bass's wife, is fucking blitzed. Sorry, Court, if you're listening. And we walk up. This is the fucking worst part. It was, like, the line to get in took fucking forever. But you walk, like, you know, everyone's standing like, oh, I got to take a piss. You walk up to the concession stand, like, automatically go right to the concession stand. They only got tall boys, which I'm not going to bitch about, but they only take cash. And it's, like, you know, $12 a can. Courtney's like, I'll get the first one. I'm like, okay. So she buys me one. And I'm like, all right. Now, in my head, I'm like, I haven't spent a fucking dollar today. And it wasn't even like a, hey, Brandon has no money. I actually had money, like, on my card. So I go back down there. All right, so we sit the seats. They're good seats. Fucking first play of the game, Stanford touchdown. I'm like, oh, boy, this is going to be a long one. Abby goes, hey, I want to go get a beer. I'm like, okay, I'll go with. So I'm, like, standing in line. She buys me one. So now I got two full beers, okay? Then I go up there and Bass bought me one. So, okay, I'm like, I'm good for beers for the day, guys. I, like, made an announcement. Like, I got three full beers sitting in front of me that I haven't paid for one of them. Okay, I didn't pay for any food at the fucking tailgate or drinks, parking, or a ticket. All right? This is totally a Scott-free day. You know what I'm saying? Pardon the pun. And I feel bad. I'm like, okay, do you guys want, like, some food or something? As I say, as Rob Bass comes back with fucking three hot pretzels and gives me one, I'm like, God damn it. I'm like, what am I, a homeless guy? No, dude. Like, you know, you do the party yesterday. I'm like, I would have given you guys the fucking lanes anyways for free. I don't care. Jesus Christ. It's like I fucking sold them a good bag of crack or something. You know, I had to walk the other way because, like, there was this black dude walking by. And so I walked down a different street. So, you know, finality of the game, like, Iowa got fucking the shit kicked out of them. I mean, the second half, they outscored them, but it wouldn't have made a difference. It was like 44-16 or something total. You know, that's Stanford, this fucking kid, with Ed McCaffrey's son. Holy shit. No, if they didn't have that guy, I mean, that guy, he broke the record for most all-purpose yards in a Rose Bowl. What do you have, four touchdowns? The guy was sick. Ed McCaffrey used to play for the Broncos, okay? And his son now plays for Stanford. I don't know if he's going to get drafted or not. But now, supposedly, I'm hearing that there's two other sons, and they're fucking almost better than this guy. I'm like, holy shit, dude. You know, they're in high school. If I'm a college coach, I'd be recruiting pretty fucking hard, if you ask me. If they're going to play the way this fucking guy did. So go back to Bass's house after the game. Everybody is beat. Like, Scott's, like, delirious. Fucking, yeah, not drunk. Just no sleep and had a couple beers in him and just windburnt. And I'm kind of the same way. And we get there and, like, they're having chili or some shit. They're having chili or some shit. And I had some, it was good, and they had like nachos and stuff. I sit outside with Yummy and Bass. We were talking Beatles or something. You know, one of those drunk talks. Like, I don't know, man. I don't know about Revolver. You know, that was me, actually. I was the one doing that. So, do I look like a complete asshole? So, let's go down this. We'll walk and walk back. So,
did you get my text?
Oh, shit, no.
There was a guy I was going to have you interview him, but...
Oh, no, I saw that. I saw the guy, and I walked the other way.
Oh,
no, that guy looked mean.
No, he was sweet.
Oh, okay.
Been a great interview.
Fuck, all right. Well,
so drunk, he didn't know he was there.
Oh, shit. Yeah, oh, fucking family's grieving.
I'm going to look for him. No, we're going
to
get him.
No, I don't want to. I don't want to do that. Don't produce me, Treeman.
I'm
going to
produce him. You're going to do a good job.
No, I don't want that guy. Dude, you don't understand. I only got one mic. It's going to be like, oh, hey, how's it? Oh, okay, it's going. Yeah, you're doing good? Okay.
No, none of the sentences will make sense. He doesn't know he's here. It's going to be good.
All right, I'll meet you somewhere. I hope you don't find him. Okay. God damn it, Treeman. We needed a producer for how many years? Now Treeman wants to produce, but never be on the air. We live, I don't know, maybe half an hour. And I'm like, I'm kind of fucking beat. I'm like, Jesus Christ. You know, it's like 8 o'clock. I'm like, I could fucking sleep for 12 hours. And Scott, I hear Chelsea go like, I'm kind of tired, Scott. And Scott just is like, okay, Bren, we're gone. Like, okay, I'll ride with you guys. And we just leave, and like the whole way home, Scott's like slapping himself in the face, like trying to stay awake. I don't know, like fucking delirious. So I actually had doggy switching me the next day at work. I went to sleep around 8:45, and I got up at 9:15. So that was the first time I slept for 12 hours in years. One of the good things, though, it's not good, like the rain and the cold, obviously, for when you're not feeling well. But not as light in my room, so I can actually sleep. You know, I always bitch about that. I fucking hope he doesn't find some guy. I don't want to talk to some bum. I mean, I don't mind, but like, if I had another mic, and I gotta like keep handing it back and forth, and he look at there's a, hey, did you drink today, sir?
Yeah, I had a couple.
What? What'd you have? What?
Oh, you know, some Schlitz and a OE.
You know, there, that's how it's going to go. Great radio. God damn it, Treeman. I hope the guy fucking fell asleep somewhere. We're just walking around the streets and Treeman is trying to find bums for me to interview. This show has really devolved to that. So, again, Iowans are great people. That's my story. And I would recommend the Rose Bowl to anybody. Even if you're not a sports fan like Zook. Like, if you don't go to the game, just go to the fucking tailgate. It's something to see, you know? It's a fucking lot of fun. And that's another one. Like, after the game, they have all these people are by Scott's car. And, you know, he's very anal about keeping his cars clean and his wife's car clean. And there is, 10 beer cans all on top of his car, just shit piled under it. I'm like, oh man, he's gonna lose it. But he was I think he was that out of it that like it didn't even matter. And god damn it. This better not be the fucking guy. Anyways, it was fun. Like I saw a lot of Scott and Rosies that were like decent. Hang on, I have a little bev here. Hold for a plane. Fucking radio here is nuts. Oh no, this is like a dad. I thought it was a bum. There's a bum that walks the streets over here, and he has like a child carriage. And I was like, is there a kid in there? Or just like beer cans. I mean, I guess it's better than just using a bag. You know, if you could use a carriage instead. So I'm telling you, man, I was so much better yesterday. God damn it. It was good. You know, now I'm just trying to, like, rehash the stories and think of, like, the funny things that came up. And, like, so, hang on. Let me see what I got in my notes. I did have a weird incident the other night, but maybe I'll get into that. Scott says I shouldn't. Oh, okay. Who's crippin'? No, I went to, that tree man dropped me off at work, and I wanted to get some Claritin. And I go in, and as we're driving by, of course, I go to a liquor store because of my tab. And this guy in the wheelchair, I'm like, oh, fuck, man. Wheelchair guy is going to be in there. He looked like Tom Cruise from Born on the 4th of July. I'm like, this guy, he looks like he's going to be a fucking pain. He's just crossing the street, and he looks like he's going to be a pain in the liquor store. You know he's going there, too. So we park. Now, he doesn't come in with me, oddly enough, because I'm not paying my tab. And this wheelchair guy is at the front counter. And he's making John, the dude who works there, go through every bottle. He's like, hey, put that right there. He's a white guy. Anybody talk like that? John's like, yeah, it's root beer schnapps. What's the proof on that? He's like, 80. He goes, nah, that ain't good enough, man. And he's like going through every, they got a lot of liquor at this place. But he wanted like bottom shelf shit that was super like high in proof. And he keeps rolling back. He keeps rolling back into me. I'm like, oh my God, what this guy. Yeah, this is going on for a good 4 or 5 minutes. What about that right there? John's like, yeah, that's whiskey. Huh. How much is it? $7.99. Nah, I'm paying that. Nah, I'm paying it. And then I'm telling you, this scene, finally he decides on like a tequila, I want to say, that was $4.99. John's like, this is like really high proof. Just take this. And the guy's like, okay, fine. Pulls out a fucking stack of 20s, pays him, all right? And then stands up and says, oh, maybe I'll get a Coke. And walks to the back of the store to get the Coke. Walks back, pays for it, sits down, and rolls himself out. I was in shock. I'm like, this is the craziest shit I've seen. And it's not even 1 o'clock yet. Yeah, I tried to slam these. It's weird we don't have somebody else. I'm glad you didn't find them. All right, so...
Brandon, I couldn't find him, but I found a shanty town of other homeless people over here, and I want you to interview one.
We're not going.
Why not?
No.
It'd be good.
If I had another mic, I'll do
it. It'll be like Christmas Story. You can see your future.
I'll do it. I'll do it when I get another mic, because then they can talk into mic as well. Dude, don't talk into me. So that was that story. All right, so, boy. All right, I'll try to not be brutal with this one. You're the brutalist. So I've been feeling like shit, and Tuesday, I'm getting in there early, and then like staying. But Tuesday is normally the day that I bowl, and it was our first night of bowling. But I didn't personally bowl because I just wanted to help out the desk and stuff. I was actually trying to like do my job. Luke just laughed. He's like, so I was actually trying to do my job, and I'm ready to leave. It's about 10:30, and I asked Scott for a ride. And he said, yeah, he's still bowling, but he'll give me a ride home when he's done. Well, in walks Ruby, who I didn't see, called and texted me. And she's got Asian glow, man. If you guys know what Asian glow is, it's like Asian people, when they drink, they get real rosy cheeks. They definitely, I don't know if anybody else knows that. That's a thing. I didn't make it up. It's a real thing. I know plenty of women I've been around, and they get it. I think Asians are allergic to alcohol. Maybe certain kinds, too. Like, I don't think sake. What's that, dude? Is that something? Is that like a pendant? Oh, no, that's like a fucking stud in the street. Sorry. I got super excited. I thought it was like something awesome. So, all right, drunk Ruby comes in, and she's just fucking touching me. And like, I'm like, Rube, do you want to get a drink? You know, she's like, sure. Now, mind you, I'm not trying to drink at work. Okay, I'm really not, but I'm like, fuck it. I'm off the clock. I'll have like a beer. Supposedly we're not supposed to do that, but. I can't, like, shut her up. So I'm just trying to kind of get her drinking her to pipe down a little bit. So Scott comes over. He's sitting with us. And she just keeps getting up and leaving. Getting up, going to hug people, come back. Then she'd come back and be like, Brandon, are you happy? Oh, boy. This is good. I'm like, you're not driving. She's like, I'm going to stay with you. I'm like, oh, man. Yeah, you can. I don't care. You know, this has happened before with Ruby. I know how she gets drunk. She drinks... 3 times a year, and she gets so fucking plowed, she doesn't remember the next day. So, okay. I drive her car to my house, but I got to park it around the corner, like we're like right in this area that we're walking right now, because there's no spot in the front. And we walk, now on the way back, she goes through 15 different emotions. It's probably a 10-minute walk, that's it. And she's crying. She's like, I just don't know if I like my job. And then she gets happy and she's like, but I was employee of the month. I'm like, all right, cool. And she's holding my hand. Then she's like trying to hug me. I'm like, Rubes, you okay, man? I don't, you know. She's like, yeah, are you happy, Brandon? I don't know if you are. I'm like, I'm fine. I'm like, you know, I'm seeing somebody. I like my job, you know. I got good friends. I just went to like the Rose Bowl. Yeah, I'm doing good, man. Like, it's A number one. Oh, okay. And she cries again. I'm like, what the fuck is going on, right? So she starts smoking cigarettes now. And she doesn't smoke. So I'm like, okay. She's that tossed. You know, you can always tell when a woman is tossed when they start smoking cigarettes. I'll tell you right now, when they don't normally, is what I'm saying. You can always tell, like, if someone else in our group just, like, started lighting one up, and you're like, but they don't smoke? No, they've had 16 beers. That's why they're having that young cigarette. So then she's like, let's go to bed. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, you owe me a back rub. Ha, ha, like, joking around. She's like, okay. Okay. So basically, she kind of, like, lays on my bed. She's 4'9", but takes up the entire bed. The way that she lays like from like diagonally, and I'm like, honey, you gotta, I have to like physically pick her up and move her, and she's like, I don't want my pants on. I'm like, okay, Brandon, it's like good, you know, like the demon on one side, the angel on the other side, you know, tree. So now, like, I'm like, okay, you know what, fuck this, she's 27 years old, I don't think she's a virgin anymore. I don't know. I'm like, what's with me and the Asian virgins? I was with one Asian slut and then two Asian virgins. So she starts kissing me. I'm like, oh boy, but it's like really lousy. Like she's like biting my lip and stuff. And I'm like, ooh, like don't do that. And then like keeps like rubbing her ass into my cock. Now, okay, of course I'm getting hard, you know? And I'm like, sorry, should I like... I'm like, I should just go outside, right? And she starts kissing me. So, like, I go to, like, to do stuff. Like, but I could tell she got a bush. And I'm like, oh, man. I go, yeah, you know what? I'm just going to go outside for a minute. And I go outside. And when I come back in, she's just out. I'm like, okay. I mean, I guess I would have fucked her. But at the same time, like, just taking advantage of somebody who's, like, wasted, you know? I mean, sure, she was, like, kind of pushing herself on me, but... She'd probably push herself on anyone. It's not like it meant anything, you know? So, we end up, like, sleeping for a couple hours. And then she gets up to, like, puke. And she pukes for, like, 20 minutes. I'm like, okay, I'm going to go out because my bedroom's right in my... the bathroom's right in my bedroom. So I'm like, I don't want to hear this. I'm going to fucking puke, you know? So I go out. I just go out and, like, I'm just going to sleep on the couch. Let her fucking puke and go back to sleep. I'm not kidding. 10 minutes later, she walks out fully clothed, like, okay, I'll see you later. I'm like, wait. What? What is going on? And it's 3:30 in the morning. I'm like, you were fucking hammered an hour ago. She's like, oh, no, I gotta work today. The chipper is shit. I'm like, okay. She goes, my coworker's coming to get me. I'm like, Ruby, it's 3:30. You have a coworker coming to get me? Which now I'm thinking, like, all right, is she fucking this guy? Why would some guy just come get her another guy's house at 3:30? Very odd to me. Unless they're like a really good friend, I understand. And she's a sweet person, so, you know, she never does this kind of... If she was that person like Jess, you know, you just fucking leave her somewhere. But, like, you know, she never does this kind of shit, you know? So, I'm like, okay, here's your car keys. She goes, oh, my car's here. I thought it was at Pins. I'm like, you're not driving. All right? Like, no. If you thought your car was at Pins, and I got to explain to her, I'm like, I'm not even going to tell you where the car is, because you don't know. I go, just go home and take an Uber back in the morning, and then we'll get it in the morning. I don't get a text from her until, like, 2:45. She's like, oh, I'm here. I'm like, I'm already at work. So I explain to her where the car is, and I walk by. I actually walk by in the morning to make sure she didn't drive, and she left her fucking makeup bag on the hood, which luckily was still there, drenched. Okay, because it fucking downpoured. I don't even know if the makeup's good anymore. The thing was, like, soggy. Soggy. Does that sound weird how I say it? Is it soggy? All right. So, she leaves. And now I'm like, I'm texting her. I'm like, hey, was that weird? Sorry about last night. Nothing. Then this morning she's like, hey, I just slept all day. That's it. I'm like, you're someone I worked with for how many years? You know, And then we almost were like an inch away from having sex. And you're not going to like bring that up? You know, like, okay, all right. Cool, cool. Got to say, thinner waist than I thought. She just looks bigger. You know, I think she's like, she got big hips. Really tiny waist. Besides, I'm glad, because normally these stories end up with, yeah, Brandon fucked a 22-year-old, or Brandon fucked a 17-year-old high school kid. Yeah, this time Brandon didn't do it. So, you know, it was weird. Let's just say that. I'm not saying I wouldn't, but I would like her cognizant, at least. Not a drunken fucking mess. But, like, I don't know. I can't say I'm proud of myself. I'm just, God, I talked about something yesterday that I can't think of today. And I actually thought it'd be entertaining for you guys to listen to our hand. Holy shit. Guys, I've been on for 40 minutes. I got 37 text messages. Jesus Christ. What is it, all the fucking normal guys? Oh, God damn. Oh, Truman, you're going to have to get a picture of me so I can use it as, like, for the picture of the week. The fucking, get like, yeah, like, pose the stuff behind me. Okay. Get like, God damn it. So, this guy comes in. This Saturday, well, my phone sucks. This Saturday had, this guy, Luke and I called him Gay Judd Apatow. He looked just like Judd Apatow, but he wore like really flamboyant pants and shit. And, this Saturday, I don't know if it was because I was like hungover or it was after like the game, but I just, every customer was a complete fucking penis. Every customer that came in like had an issue, a problem, like they were just fucking dicks. I'm not kidding, like you can ask Luke. I've never seen a Saturday like this. Like not one customer came in and I was like, oh, that guy's okay. Every customer had a problem. And I think what it is that it's, number one, their kids have been off school for 2 weeks, so they're at their wit's end. They spent all their money on the fucking holidays. Now they're in a bowling alley where they overpaid for shit, so everyone just wants to give you a hard time. I'm telling you, that's exactly why, and there's a part of me that kind of understands that as well. So, Gay Judd Apatow, he came up to the front desk a minimum 10 times. I'm not, and it's like, my lane isn't working. Okay, what's not working with it? The thing, it just comes down in the middle. I go, well, sir, if the kids hit the blue thing, it'll just sweep, you know? No, I don't have any kids. I'm like, you came in with 6 kids, sir. One of them maybe hit the thing. No, they wouldn't do that. As I'm saying this, the kid does it. I'm like, he just did it again. He's like, I don't think that's the problem. I think your machines are fucked. And he like walks away. I'm like, oh, God damn it with this guy. And I tell Luke, I'm like, dude, this Gay Judd Apatow, he fucking will not stop coming up to the desk. And then when the guy comes up, Luke starts laughing because he does look like Gay Judd Apatow. And he comes back to Luke a couple more times. Luke's like, fuck this guy. He's like, how many more problems is he going to? And he like, motherfucked us on the way out. He's like, fuck this place, you know. And my gay accent's becoming Luke's gay accent for some reason. Or is it everybody's gay accent? maybe that's part of the issue. We'll start heading back, Tree. We can do the rest in the living room. People are probably sick of hearing all the outside noise. I don't have that much left to go anyways. Let's see here. I talked about the Rose Bowl ad nauseum twice today. I talked about... Yummy! I did. I said that you guys always try to like hook me up with her, but you don't get that like I'm not into her physically. I like her personality, you know? But that's a cool dog. But I don't know. Something about it. Like I said, because like the whole fucking, thank you, man. You weren't here when I was talking about it. I didn't pay for one fucking thing. I didn't pay for the ticket, parking, food, drinks at the tailgate. No food, no drinks at Rose Bowl. No food at Robin's. Okay? And I felt like a complete shithead. But no, everyone, it seemed like it was just covered. I just thought like, they think like, okay, you know, Brandon's going on some tough times now. Like, we'll just feed him. We'll be like the food kitchen around here. Treatment comes over. He puts food in my, in my thing, he just brings bags of candy now. Like, I just had my blood drawn. And, yeah, well, maybe I gotta start buying groceries. Maybe I'll have a nice little party for everybody. And we can fucking kiss peckers. I think Mike's doing Super Bowl again. See, it worked out last year because he has those, like, 2 levels. I don't know, I'll ask him. Yeah, fucking guy's on Mars half the time. But, Let me see what I'm at here. Hopefully I can end this nonsense. This is 2 podcasts in 2 days. They do fucking better be saved or I'm going to rape a N-word. Hang on, what's this? 40. Okay, I got a couple minutes. Do you remember? I sit on these stupid bits for when I'm just like looking for, like grasping for straws, like Old Navy versus Salvation Army. You know, and I'm just grasping for shit. Okay, guys? So just realize that. But do you remember crumping? I don't know if anybody knows what this. I hope somebody out there. I know. I think Zook will know what it is. Crumping was like a form of dance that came out in like, I'm gonna say like the 2000s. I think there's like a movie and shit. And it'd be black guys in the ghetto, and they'd paint themselves like fucking clowns. Okay, like fucking dead presidents. They'd paint themselves like the dead presidents, and they'd do this stupid dance or like. It was like, I don't know, improv jazz dance kind of thing where they just like shake and shit. It was called Crumpin'. I think they made a movie. I thought it was called Rise. I don't know. And I never understood it. Like breakdancing, like the dudes are going to the beat and they're doing the worm and shit. That's cool. But like, I wish I can look up Crumpin', okay? And see how dumb this shit was. And it was like, all like they made a big deal out of it because all like the battered youth in LA in the inner city, they're crumping now to get out of the ghetto. It's like, what the fuck are they going to do with that? Crump to the fucking education. Crump to get a fucking job, bitch. Sorry. You know, who out here is crumping? See, like, when Luke said that the other day, I laughed my fucking balls off. When this was it Scott's bachelor party or Robin's? I can't think now. It was one of them. And that's when we saw, like, the fucking nastiest fight. And a fucking guy, just two white guys walking down the street going, who crimping? And it made me think of crumping. I don't know why. Because what if these fucking idiots with their faces painted like clowns that are just wiggling and dancing around just go up to other people and be like, you crumping? God damn it. This would have been like a really funny bit like 13 years ago. now it's just hack material because nobody knows what crumping is. I wonder, Zook, answer this for me, okay? Do you, like, consider, like, all right, is someone going to get this joke, or is it just such a weird reference, like, when you're writing your bits? I have seen you do bits that are, like, what was this, like, a letter to Uncle Zook? I've seen Luke do bits where, like, I don't even get the reference, but he gets a laugh out of it. You know, like, the old guy in the audience will laugh. So I'm just curious if that goes into, like, your thought process. Most of your shit is topical, but just saying. Like, there's always a lot of Star Wars references, but what the shit did you like, so I understand. Like, if I wrote jokes, it'd be about beer and Wu-Tang Clan and beating off, which is basically 55% of hack comic open micers, that's what they do, is beat off material. Like, I was on Tinder yesterday and, you know, I swiped right. Shut the fuck up already with that shit. I don't even care. I'd bitch about that stuff, but see, that's why I can't do stand-up. I mean, I guess I could probably write some bits and shit like that, and I'd me get in front of people. That bothers me, and then at the same time, like, I don't think I'm that funny, so it's kind of like a lose-lose, but, and then it's just the places that he does, like, fuck, man, I feel bad, because he writes these fucking funny bits, like Rice House. I mean, that's a fucking gem. If you don't know the Rice House joke, guys, Luke went to the Ice House, which is a comedy place, and he told the audience that there used to be an R on there when it was a Chinese restaurant called the Rice House, and it blew off. They just kept it, which I think is one of the funniest jokes ever because it's so fucking stupid. But I love that joke. Oh, bring it back, dog. Resurrect the Rice House. I love that shit. Yeah, give me that shit, nigga. Fuck. I almost wish I could. So, all right. I don't know if I explained or not, but I was doing my podcast yesterday on the phone, and a telemarketer called. I think I already said this. And that's why I got to redo it again today. So, well, fuck, man. This kind of sucked, but whatever. At least you get your fix of liquor license for the week. Enjoy. You just got 8 ounces of liquor license in you. Enjoy this Busta Rhymes song, too, by the way. By the way.
Yeah, here we go, y'all. Here we go, y'all. Busta Rhymes flip mode, y'all. Yeah, y'all. Extinction level of shit. Bomb threat to the whole world. What is going on? What the fuck going on here? Check it out, yeah. Holy amazing grace.
race about face. Total erase you niggas off the face of the place. Such a shame I had to go grab my calico, pass the door before you find out what I had to blast your phone. Extreme laws for ones who dare try to go against this. Wet your shit up like a sloppy tongue kiss. Wait, you don't know what you talking about, without a doubt. We're malign niggas, give me your shout. Yo. On the strength, shit niggas check four. Connect the four shots and guess who blew it from next door. Bling. Time after time it gon' shine again. Feel it like a broad getting fucked from behind again. Hey yo, I be the closest thing to the next. Like the pain and suffering of about a million deaths. I'm only here to present and bring the impact of the extinction level event. Now sing the song of salvation. Crooked ass nigga need some realignment. Power or refinement. Crazy shit that do make me wanna know where my mind went. Blacking out, building hostility, getting violent. Straight giving niggas an ass whipping on consignment. Then I push the shit to the day of my home retirement. Shake it and rattle right, we ready to battle fight. Seeing that every angle like a motherfucking satellite. Quickly bust on your crotches and fuck up your process. Bouncing the night, even saying adios or even buenos noches. Have y'all niggas wild and having a fit. Flames throwing lyrics like a bunch of blow torches and shit. Grand spectacular, chainsaw massacre, thug fanatic, street shit that be on the creek coming after you. Then we hit you with the most significant time bomb, ready to designate it the slightest wave of a right arm. Best form of advice I can give is remain calm. The repercussion is something you could never imagine would be going on. Never believe in your eyes when my squad come through at an astronomically large size. Moving the mountains, keeping all of my niggas bouncing. Big up my bitches in the place who be screaming and shouting. I'm only here to present and bring the impact of the extinction level event. Sing the song of salvation.